Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz recalls when earlier this spring he was mocked for issuing a warning about a new trend in drug-related deaths.
And it became a joke among people in some circles to a point they put my face on a shirt and said, "Oh, Mark Poloncarz says wash your hands, don't do cocaine." Thought it was funny. Since that was said, people in our county have died from overdoses.
In 2016, about 15% of fatal opioid overdoses in Erie County involved cocaine. The medical examiner's office estimates that percentage is rising to about 45% among closed cases so far this year. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn says it's a troubling trend, finding more cocaine mixed with fentanyl or heroin.
You're not going to know it by the smell. You're not going to know it by the texture per se. You would actually have to do a test to determine if in fact it is fentanyl or heroin. Unless you are a sophisticated, very sophisticated user, you're not gonna be able to look at it and actually feel and tell the difference in the cut.
Opioid-related deaths are expected to rise in Erie County this year, ending a three-year decline. There are 44 confirmed cases, with 127 more under investigation. Last year, Erie County recorded a total 156 opioid-related fatalities. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.